It's X for Breakfast Wednesday morning, and we are joined on the line from the Great Big Garden. It's Lisa Bradshaw, Editor-in-Chief of Flanders Today. Morning, you.
Good morning, and what a lovely way to describe Groot Bij Harden.
It's not quite a fair translation, is it? Because Bij Harden is... It's
sort no, of but I'm going to go with it.
An enclosure, I think, or something like that, isn't it?
You know what? I don't even know.
I don't know.
That's pretty bad, right?
That's our homework for next week.
Taken from the German, perhaps.
Okay. Right, we will start with a massive event which is happening this week. There is, of course, the bicentenary of the Battle of Waterloo. But it's not just about Waterloo, is it?
Well, yes, unless you live in a cave, you know that this week is the 200th anniversary of Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo. And of course, this weekend in Waterloo, every 10 years they do this, but of course this year it's quite special, the reenactment of the battle. But Flanders is jumping, I'm jumping on the bandwagon in Flanders Today this week. And we sent out a journalist to find traces of Napoleon in Flanders. And there's a great many of them, in fact. He's responsible for perhaps some surprising little monuments, some of which remain and some of which have sort of not exactly been demolished, but not exactly been preserved. So sometimes you have to really look for them. There's little monuments in old cemeteries, some of the forts along the coast we owe to Napoleon. But one of the most obscure things, I like the obscure things the best, is in Limburg, there's sort of a remnant left over of what Napoleon called the Grand Canal of the North. And he had this big plan to build a complex of canals that would connect the Scheldt River with the Maas and with the Rhine. And he called it the Grand Canal, and it never got finished, of course, because Waterloo stopped many of his grand plans that he had for what is now Belgium. But you can still find a bit of remnant of it, but you have to read our cover story this week to find out where.
He got everywhere, didn't he, the little devil?
And it's funny because he was the enemy, but there's still, people still see him as kind of this heroic figure. Like, he was a little man with big, big plans, and I think people still have this idea that was... That, you know, they want to say Napoleon slept here. They want to say Napoleon had a talk 200 years ago before he was defeated with this farmer in West Flanders. They like these sort of legends around him.
Let's move on to talking about radio, actually. And there was an announcement yesterday about the future of FM Brussels. And it seems like it's not as bad news as we first thought.
We hope not. Actually, I just read this morning that the CEO is stepping down.
They've been ousted, I think.
Fascinating little turn of events, because a week ago he was announcing that he was closing down FM Brussels. So FM Brussels is a Dutch language radio station, obviously in Brussels, and there are many Dutch language radio stations in Belgium, but this one is really special to the people who live in Brussels, to Flemish people who live in Brussels, because it's really about Brussels. The other ones might be based in Brussels, but they're not about Brussels as much as this one. This one is all about local news, local cultural events. They're very tied in with culture events in the city that are sort of Dutch language oriented. And so I think that the CEO and the management of the nonprofit that owns FM Brussels, that runs FM Brussels, was very surprised at the outpouring of anger last week when
certainly, yeah.
It was announced that it was going to shut down. They also dismissed the editor of Brussels Dies a Week, which is also run by the same nonprofit. That nonprofit also runs Brussels News.be and TV Brussels and the magazine called Agenda. Mm. So that editor is probably not going to be taken back on, but there's a stay of execution for FM Brussels. Some ministers came forward, Brussels ministers, and said, and Flemish Minister of Culture, and said, perhaps you can relook at this. So it was sort of thought on Tuesday and Wednesday that it was a done deal, but then things started to shift on Thursday and Friday with the massive outpouring of protest. And then the ministers came forward to say, well, perhaps this was too hasty. And then today it looks as though the CEO has stepped down. He's not a popular guy among the staff of this nonprofit. So this could, in fact, FM Brussels has been saved until the end of the summer in any case. And then it looks good. It looks better.
Very briefly, you have another radio story in Flanders Today this week. 'Cause it's about
us.
It's about us.
Oh, right. That. Right. So in Flanders Today's print edition this week, there is a story headlined English Language Radio X Takes to the Airwaves.
Hello, that's awesome.
And there's an interview with Paul.
Hello. It's really scary being interviewed by a journalist. I said this last week. I'm so used to being on the other end of it.
I know. It's a bit of a strange position for a journalist to actually be interviewed. But yeah, it's all about how Radio X is going digital on real digital radio and about your campaign, crowdfunding campaign. Mm-hmm. So we give everyone on Flanders Today the information about how they can donate to Radio X and about where they can find it in the future this summer and ongoing in the future.
And for that, we thank you and salute you. Let's move on to something else. This sounds very fun. An exhibition about kids' inventions.
Yeah, this is called My Machine, and it's in Kortrijk, and it's only there for about 10 days. So if you want to see it, you have to go kind of quickly. It opens tomorrow. Basically, there's a nonprofit organization called My Machine, and they go to primary schools all across Flanders towards the beginning of the school year, and they ask children if they could invent a machine, what would it do? Anything. You can, if you wanted to build a machine to do anything, what kind of machine would you build? And then, of course, kids' fantasies go absolutely wild. And they choose the 25 ideas. So the kids also have to make drawings and they have to give them ideas about how it would work. They choose the best 25 out of hundreds, really. And they pair these kids up with college university students in West Flanders, Ho West students, and they actually make the machines. And there are things like, let's see, there's a Ruzi Oplosser, which means quarrel solver, that will help kids solve their arguments. There is a sort of a windsurfing board that you can use anywhere, anytime. You don't need water. And there's a couple of chairs that have been melded together that have a place to put your drink, an MP3 player. And they have pedals and wheels so you can pedal around. It's called a chill-out chair. And so you can pedal it around wherever you want. So lovely ideas, brilliant ideas. And good, yeah. You can see them in Kortrijk for the next 10 days.
Okay, a couple of other events we will mention. First one in Brussels at Beaux-Arts.
Yeah, so it's the very first ever retrospective of Belgian fashion, really, that's ever been this sort of all-encompassing. So anything you ever wanted to know about the history of Belgian fashion is at Beaux-Arts. It's on throughout the summer. It goes into September, so you have plenty of time. So basically, we sent a journalist, and she tells us all about it in this week's issue, from Maison Margiela's famous tabby boots to Christophe Coppens' crazy deer cape, a hat by Elvis Pompilio that looks like an overturned pot of mussels. Crazy stuff, of course, but also sort of who's big in Belgian fashion before and now. And it gives you kind of a sense of also the surrealism that Belgians hold so dear. Mm.
And last but not least, we have a bit of a musical accompaniment to accompany this. Here we go. The unmistakable sound there of Slipknot. Are you a fan, Lisa?
Kind of. I am a fan of Grass Pop Metal Meeting, believe it or not.
What is all this about then? Tell us all.
Because the thing is, this is a heavy metal music festival in Belgium. Belgium's famous for the number of music festivals that it hosts, and it has two, Grass Pop and Shock, that are heavy metal oriented. Grass Pop is coming up this weekend, actually starts tomorrow. And we're talking about heavyweights in the heavy metal scene. Kiss, Scorpions, Korn, Judas Priest, Slipknot, as you know, Marilyn Manson. I've seen him in concert twice. Totally awesome. And what I like about these heavy metal festivals is that there's kind of people, you know, my age there. If you are, you know, 40-something, you won't necessarily be the oldest person in the room. There's always a friendly crowd. It's music that you may have grown up with. So Grass Pop Metal Meeting starts tomorrow. It's in the wilds of Dessel. Lovely area to be in. Fun people. Excellent headbanging opportunity.
You'll be there in the mosh pit, I'm sure.
No comment.
All right. Lisa Bradshaw, Editor-in-Chief of Flanders Today. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week. FlandersToday.eu. All the best, mate.
Bye. Radio X.